Greeting from Korea. It is always exciting to share my experience of the Lord's presence. As you know, I facilitate the spiritual learning circle. Several weeks ago, we meditated the story Jesus anointed at Bethany in Matthew chapter 26, verses from 6 to 13. The disciples questioned to the lady, "Why this waste?" Reminded me of when I committed to the Korea brand. Many people were concerned about me. For example, one person said to me, "What a waste. You had studied medicine and received training for so many years as a general surgeon. But now you decide to receive a phone call and work on the computer." Another person said, "I disagree with your decision. However, even if you're trying and in failure, you can go ahead." It was a very tough time to decide on what God called me. Still, I could not understand why God called me to the Korean brand. When I think about waste life, suddenly God gave me a deep insight. Who wasted? God gave us the only begotten Son, Jesus, who is God Himself. Jesus came to the earth as a human being which He created. He paid the debt of our sins even when we did not know we are sinners. How did God die and pay His life for sinners? I said to the Lord, "It is a really waste." God said to me, "For your sight it is waste, but in my heart it is valuable and precious because I love you." This voice made me tear up. I just stayed in His abundant love and grace at the moment. At the end of my meditation, it seemed that God spoke to me one more thing. "Gyeong-a, there are a lot of brothers and sisters who seem to waste their lives for my kingdom because of their loving heart." He poured out His gladness to see our fellow workers. For example, some of us are waiting and waiting endlessly to open the door to go mission field. Some are struggling with reaching out the unreached. Some of us have many challenges due to our family situation and finance. God knows and accepts as a holy sacrifice these times because He knows why we are standing here and our heart motivation. God continually said to me through Matthew chapter 26 verse 10, "Why are you bothering in them? They have done a beautiful thing to me." Sometimes we might think we are wasting our time, but God said, "It is really precious for me to trust in me and stand firm where I allow you." Continually, Jesus seems to talk to me. "Truly, I tell you, wherever this gospel is preached throughout the world, what they have done will also be told in memory of them." Still, I can feel how God touched my heart and encouraged me through this meditation. I pray that all my brothers and sisters can listen to God's voice and feel His heart. Let's give Him our best trust and love Him in our daily lives. Thank you. God bless you.